Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, and we are up to Sif Beis, and we're continuing the halachos of the month of Av, being the time that we have to start diminishing our simcha, as we saw Mimaitin B'Simcha Mishenichnas Av. Yesterday we saw how it related both in terms of avoiding something like a court case, because it's not a month of mazel, this month of lesser simcha, as well as we saw the issue of wearing big day Shabbos, etc. Just one last thing before we begin, in terms of these nihugim of simcha that's done. What about on the flip side? What about nihugim of actual avelus on the Shabbos itself? So this is more of like an extension of yesterday, right before we start Beis, and the poskim bring up the issue of a famous minhag that you'll see in many shuls, that they go ahead and they sing l'chadodi to a Tisha B'Av tune, right? Or, for example, the Haftorah of Chazon, right? It's called Shabbos Chazon, is done to Eicha. So that seems to be a pretty prevalent minhag. However, not all the poskim actually agreed to this. Even though it's brought down in the Magen Avraham, other poskim actually oppose it, and they say that it's avelus on Shabbos, which is a problem, and the Chazon Ish, supposedly, it's said in shame the Chazon Ish, that you should not use the tune for Eicha when reading the Haftorah, because he viewed that mamish as public avelus, public mourning, which is usher on Shabbos. But all poskim seem to agree that the flip side, namely going ahead and singing Zmiros at the Shabbos table on Shabbos Chazon, is totally appropriate, even for those who don't, you know, usually sing that much Zmiros. You could do Zmiros. Again, you have to ask yourself, why Dafka, you have to ask yourself from a Shkafik standpoint, like, why Dafka today are you picking to sing Zmiros if you never sing Zmiros any other Shabbos? But there's no actual Isser, and it's totally permitted to sing Zmiros on Shabbos Chazon. It's all brought down the Piskei Tshuvos. And the idea of actually singing these Eicha tunes and things like that on the Shabbos, that's brought down in an earlier Yomi that we had in the Mishnah Berurah B'Shem Magen Avraham. Anyway, let's move weiter. Beis. So now we're coming into actual halachais, where the minimizing of the simcha takes. Effect in terms of our actual nihugim during the 9 days. So he says as follows: Sif Beis, Me Rosh Chodesh ad Hatainis Mimatin Bimasa Umaton. So number one is one has to lessen his business activities, his purchases, his buying, his business. What does this all mean? What does that mean? So we're going to see now in the Mishnah Berurah. This is actually a machlokes, what this means, mimatin b'masa umaton. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Aleph, mimatin b'masa umaton. It says, yesh min ha-poskim desvira luhu dahainu shelo yisa b'masa umaton shel simcha. So there are poskim that say that what this means, basically, is that a person should not deal and engage in acquisitions of simcha. For example, kagon liknos klei kesef, to go ahead and buy silver, jewelry, things like that, or fancy silver, od sarche chupa, or things for like a chupa, things of kinyanim of joy, kinyanim of simcha. Aval stam masa umatan ein sarach lamai klal. But this position holds that regular business dealings and things like that, that are not specifically, right, acquisitions of simcha, that is totally okay. V'yesh, however, disvirlu dechol masa umatan sarich lema'ed. He says there are those that say no, that there's actually a halacha, a niyug that should occur, namely that one should lessen actually their business practice be'es hazos during this time of Rosh, once Rosh Chodesh Av takes hold, the 9 days. V'lo yasok ella k'day parnasasai, and a person should not go ahead according to this and engage in anything in terms of business except for that which is his real parnasa needs. No luxuries. Should not go ahead and engage in business that will provide more than one needs. Now the truth of the matter is, if you read Chovos Halavavos, that's the way you should always do your business, is just, you know, take care of your needs, and all the extra things are part of your needs too. All the things you need, like vacations and those types of things, are part of your needs as well. But anyway, he's saying, lo yasok ella kedei parnasa. So, v'chein mashma b'simen tafkuf nun dalid, so sif chav beiz, titzarech lemayet b'chol masa umatan. He says it's also mashma that way in tafkuf nun dalid, at the end of sif chav beiz, that it seems to actually be, and Mr. Brewer taking a stand, that seems to be the implication of the Shulchan Aruch coming up. The rak im hu yarid. You're really supposed to go ahead and minimize any business dealings and purchases that are not totally necessary. Let's say you're going to go ahead and you're going to make certain purchases. You shouldn't even go shopping for things that are not necessary. And according to his opinion, rak im hu yarid, only if there's some big type of like sale, big type of market, you know, day. Then you could say, oh, you know why it's okay? Because you're going to be losing out a lot of money. And therefore, shari b'cholin. In other words, you shouldn't buy anything. You shouldn't engage in anything. You shouldn't purchase things that are not, according to this opinion, even if it's not things of joy, that are not 100% necessary. Unless, of course, there's a big sale that you're going to go ahead and miss out on, so then you can go ahead and engage in that, right? Imhu motze az bezol yoser, if he finds it much, much cheaper. Okay? He says, uvev azmanenu nagil lahakel b'chol zeh. He says, nowadays, the minag is to be makil in this, namely in working and engaging in business practices for things that are, you know, like you don't see people going ahead and lessening and closing their store earlier. Why? Mishum dehakol nechshav ke'es kedei parnasaseinu. Because everything today is viewed and considered like necessary for one's parnasa. It's very hard to gauge what is considered, one's actual needs and what are luxuries and more than that and what's more money than he normally needs. But one thing we do seem to be machmir, and it seems to be brought down in the poskim, is what he said before in terms of stam purchases and things that are unnecessary to be bought, those items should only be bought, those special purchases, unless they're a dabar ha'aved. And just to bring down, so the post can actually discuss, what about purchasing expensive household items during the 9 days? So the post can talk about, let's say, for example, buying a refrigerator. So he says, even though it's very expensive, of course you could buy a refrigerator if your refrigerator broke. But let's say you just want to upgrade your refrigerator to a super new razzle-dazzle refrigerator that goes ahead and talks to you, and all the nice ice comes out and makes your slushies and all the new razzle-dazzle stuff in the fridge and the freezers. So there the poskim actually say that's, you know, l'chaira, something that's a problem, that you should probably not do it during that time. That's what the poskim say. And again, obviously, if we're talking about where there's some great sale and it's mamish adavara avud, so that's where things already get sticky. So these things should be brought up with the poskim, but the regular household items that are needed on a daily basis, that for sure can be purchased during the 9 days. And let's say pots and dishes that you need to use, that can be bought, okay, on the 9 days. That's what the poskim say. Once again, this is all brought down in the Piskei Tshuvos. It's a good sefer to have, the Piskei Tshuvos, on all the Mishnah Brura. Goes through a lot of these additions. Okay, then he goes on and he says, back to the Shulchan Aruch, ubebinyan shel simcha, and also binyan shel simcha, one should not be engaging in building of simcha. So what does that mean, binyan shel simcha? So the Shulchan Aruch says, kegon beis chasnus. They used to build, like, you know, these structures to have, you know, the chasana, o binyan shel siyur v'chiyur, or some type of building that is, you know, super decorated and, you know, very designed in a luxurious way. Uvinatia shel simcha, and also planting of simcha, kegon avarnaki shel malachim, shenotim, letzel, lestofe, petzilo. They used to have these types of trees of the kings, like where the trees were just planted purely to enjoy the shade. O mine hadas, umine oalim, or different types of, let's say, spices like hadasim, olim are like spices. These are things that, again, give fragrance and are buildings of luxury. That's basically the idea. Okay. I skipped the line. Let's go to Mr. Brewer. Sipkat Yud Beis. Uvevinyan shel simcha. So that's what he says. V'hu adin kol binyan she'ein sarach lo l'diraso. And he says, this is true regarding all buildings that you do not need to live in. He's defining it now. Barak she'osakein leharvacha bi'alma. Any binyan that he is building that is not to... for your just basic living, you cannot build if it's for some type of luxury. And that's going to be usur. So that's what these things were. The beis chasnus, right? Or a binyan shel siur, some type of structure of beautiful, you know, paintings and plastering or whatever. V'im socha l'nachri kodem rosh chodesh v'kabladas. So let's say you are going and you are hiring out, and you hire out a non-Jew before Rosh Chodesh to do a job. So you want to go ahead and build up and build yourself a new beautiful room that you don't mamish need to live in, right? 39 days. You want to go ahead and build a new room. Because if you go ahead and you build something, really what it's basically saying is any nice room or building or anything that you're building that you don't actually need for your basic living is already a luxury at that time, and it shouldn't be built during the 9 days. But you went ahead and you hired a non-Jew beforehand to go ahead and build this, to go ahead and build this room. So, and this binyan shel simcha, she says, since you went ahead and hired him beforehand for the job, the non-Jew, so mutter b'kol, he can go ahead and he can, it is then permissible b'kol for totally for him to go ahead and continue to work and build these structures. Afilu b'tisha b'av atzmo, even on tisha b'av itself, the nachri adaita nafshe of it. Because a non-Jew, when he's working as a kablan, he's working by the job, then, hold on 1 second, man, I'm sorry. So he's saying that since the guy is working for himself, so it's not like he's the Jew is building it, because you hired the non-Jew, you hired him before Rosh Chodesh. Now the fact that he's building these binyanim of simcha is not your issue, because he's just finished. He is just doing his job for himself to finish his own particular job. Now, kablonis means he's being paid for the job. If he was a day worker, that's a different story, because then you're actually having someone build you. Right? He's working for you on that day, and you're paying him that day to build for you. He's not building for himself. When you hire him for the job, so he decides. As long as you hire him before Rosh Chodesh, so then he's working for himself to get it done. He doesn't want to go ahead and get it done, 3 weeks from now. He wants to get it done now, so therefore he could even do it on Tisha B'Av. So it says, "V'hu adinim katzatzem anachim b'kablonas letzayir beso." Same thing would be if you go ahead and you hire a non-Jew to paint your house, right? Painting a house is binyan shel simcha. He's making it beautiful, right? New colors. You don't need that to live. That's binyan shel simcha. But if you went ahead and you hired him beforehand, the non-Jew could go ahead and he could paint it. He'd be able to paint then. Umikomakom, he says, not so simple. Im yochol lefaiso b'davar muat sheyamtin ad achar tisha b'av tavo alav bracha. However, it is definitely appropriate if you can go ahead and give him just a little extra to postpone his painting during the 9 days. That is something that is tavo alav bracha. It is definitely appropriate, meaning you shouldn't pull the shtick. It's definitely not the greatest thing to go ahead and hire a guy out. Before you're hiring him before the 9 days, bekablanus, and now he's going to end up going in and doing it. There's any way you can really work it out that none of this type of luxurious binyan of luxury is done. You should avoid any type of binyan of luxury done in your home, whether it's painting, whether it's building rooms, things like that. But again, obviously, fixing things up and things that are necessary. If your house fell down, obviously you could build it back up and put it and make a room. Then he says, ubeknesses mutter. He says, a shul, though, it's all okay. You could hire someone and they could paint. Again, I think the minhag is not to do it, but it's totally okay. Dahavi mitzvah derabim. Since it's a mitzvah derabim, so a mitzvah derabim is something that is appropriate, okay? And you could even go ahead and paint it and things like that, because it's a mitzvah, the rabbim, a mitzvah for the rabbim, that would be a heter, because it's not being done mishum simcha, but rather it's being done for the mitzvah the rabbim to go ahead and fix up the shul and make the shul beautiful. That is totally okay. Once again, you don't normally see these things done even in the shul. Again, unless I guess it was really, you know, shul doesn't look so nice. Maybe, you know, you want to spiffy it up, but you don't really see these types of things happening in the shul. Again, regular building, and if there's construction going on from beforehand, they don't usually tell the kablanim to stop when they're building the ikur structures and things like that. We then move on to the end of the Shulchan Aruch here. Okay, we have about 7 more minutes here. Bim haya kaslo notel, okay, notel lipol. Says if a wall was going to fall down, afal pishu shel simcha mutta livnos. Let's say you have a special, you know, let's say you have a nice smooth house, you have a nice gymnasium in your backyard, so it's obviously a nice gymnasium is a binyan shel simcha. Not talking about, of course, a weight room where you need, you know, for your health, of course, but like, you know, you have like a little smooth full court basketball court and the wall falls down. She says that you could build up, even though it's a binyan shel simcha, that you could rebuild. What's the pshat? What's the reason? Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Yud Gimel, Notel Lipo. Afilu imhu be'inyan she'ein bo mishum sakana. He says, even if this is not a sakana where it's going to fall on you, the wall. Let's say you see a wall that's like, you know, falling down and might fall down. He says, even if it's not a sakana issue, could go she'om me'na kosel b'chatzer. Let's say you have a wall that's a little shvach in your chatzer. So you have this little... You have your little gymnasium in your backyard, right? And the wall is going to fall down. It's not going to hurt anybody. Still there, you'd be able. You can close off the chatzer and no one will come there and no one will get hurt by it. But you're concerned that the whole gym will fall down and you're going to lose money. You're going to lose money if the gym falls down, right? If it falls down, the wall's going to break, the building's going to break. What's going to be with your smooth basketball court? So it's going to cost you big bucks to go ahead and put it back up. So then, afilo achid muta livnois afshu binyan shel simcha. Even in that case, even so, it will be permitted to go ahead and build it, even though it is a binyan shel simcha. Why? Shaharei eino oseh bishvil simcha. He's not doing it for the simcha to build from scratch a new gymnasium, have a great gym for b-ball, but he's doing it right because it's a hefseid mamon, right? He already has the gym in his backyard that's falling down, so that's going to be a big hefseid. So any type of binyan that you're doing that will be saving you from a hefseid, from a loss, that will be okay, even if it is a binyan shel simcha, because then it's not really defined as a binyan shel simcha, it's defined as binyan to prevent loss. He continues on the Ramah, and he says, L'tzorech mitzvah hakol shari. L'tzorech mitzvah, everything is okay. Kagon, she'ein lo isha ubanim, ve'ein lo beis chasnus. For example, let's say a guy does not have, he's not married yet, and he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah of pruervu yet. Ve'ein lo beis chasnus, and there's no what, and there's no place for the wedding. There's no right beis chasana. So then mutal of nois beis chasnus. Then you can build for the. They used to have this beis chasnus. They used to have this, you know, wedding chamber that they would build for the. I guess that was critical in those days, this wedding chamber that was built for the son and, you know, for the kala. And so if that's something that's necessary for the wedding for this man who has not yet fulfilled the mitzvah pruvu, so then it's a mitzvah. And then he says, the truth is, the medina afilu nisuin mutar bizeh. The truth is, based on the fact that it's l'tzarech mitzvah, if you had someone who doesn't have any kids yet, he'd be able to get married. No, even fully married. Forget about building a base chasana. You'll be allowed to have a chasana and establish a chasana during that time. Ah, so why don't we have chasanas during the 9 days? How come nowadays is a minag not to marry, have marriages at all, even if it's for mitzvah? Says Hainu Mishum Delo Misamne Milsa. That's because it's not a good time. It's not a good time to go ahead and, right? It's not a good siman, meaning it's not the proper time to go ahead and have these things because it's Av, right? Av, that is a good month. Av is not a month of mazel. The Alkein Mutter Lasos Beis Chasnus or Lasos Begadim Chadoshim. So therefore, you could go ahead and you could build a wedding chamber or make and tailor new clothes, Letzorech Nesuin, for a wedding. That would be for Achat Tisha B'Av because it's Letzorech Mitzvah. But of course, if the guy was already Mekayim Pru Revu, then there would be no, he's already Mekayim the Mitzvah, so then all these things like making Begadim Chadoshim and Beis Chasnus would not be okay.